Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode on the Idea to Impact podcast. If you are thinking about writing a book, which I know you are if you are listening to this podcast, you're probably wondering how long your book should be. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. Your book's word count really depends on one crucial thing: the goals you have for your book. So in today's episode, I'm going to break down the connection between the goals you have for your book and not just how long or how many words, but how many pages your book could potentially become as well, based on the goals I talk about today. Now, there are different types of nonfiction books as well, so that's something that I will talk about in this episode too. And I'll also look at some of my own experiences and talk about those just to guide you in deciding what the right length for your book is. So in this episode, it makes sense just to grab a notebook. There will be obviously be show notes, but just jot some things down if you need to, and let's now figure out what makes sense for you. So let's start with a simple question. What is the purpose of your book? Now, every business owner, every expert leader, anyone looking to write a book has different intentions. Some want to just generate leads. Others want to create a legacy book or generate more income off their book. Others want to put their book out into the media. There's so many different reasons to wanting to write a book. Now, the word count you have, it's not just a random number. The word count you have, it's a reflection on what you're aiming to achieve. And your word counts really determine the direction of your topic as well, because you want the reader to understand what it is you're trying to communicate. And your intentions just determine how deep you go into your topic as well. It also determines how actionable your words are, or how actionable your content is inside your book, and even how your audience perceives the book as well. So let's now break this down by goals. So goal number one is writing a book on lead generation. If you want to write your book to generate leads inside your business, I believe between 20,000 to 40,000 words be the ideal word count. The reason why: this type of book, it's short, it's actionable, and it's really super focused on the content and just guiding the reader to get an end result. Now, the goal isn't to cover everything you know, everything under the sun, everything in your industry, but it's to solve a specific problem for your target audience. So think of it as the start of a conversation with an ideal client. Now, with my book Published to Impact, that is a lead generation book. So if people come to me and ask about writing a book, I would always direct them to Published to Impact, because it's the most easy, actionable, step-by-step book guide that you could ever read. And it's a way to introduce them into my expertise and encourage them to take that next step. Now, if someone goes and reads Published to Impact and they go ahead and write and publish their book, amazing. My book has essentially done its job, because they've become an author, and that's how I'm trying to help them. But then if they want to use my book and then come and work with me after, that's not a problem at all. So Published to Impact is the lead generation tool inside my business. And like I said, it's that step-by-step guide to becoming a best-selling author and using a book to grow your business. Now, it's super practical, it's easy to read, and it's designed to convert readers into clients as well. So if you're a coach or you're a consultant or a business owner looking to bring in more people into your ecosystem, a shorter book like that could be that perfect fit for you. The second goal someone might have to write their book is influence and impact. So this is where you might want to inspire readers, and you want to share your expertise and leave a mark inside your industry as well. For this goal, the books are typically between 50,000 to 70,000 words. And this type of book, it goes beyond the surface of what it is you offer, what it is you teach. It goes deeper, and it goes deeper into your experiences and your ideas, because in a influence and impact book, you're not just solving a problem, you're helping readers understand why it matters and showing them how to take meaningful action. Now, take my book, The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life, for example. It's a 70,000-word book, and it focuses on the thought leadership. So I look at the personal stories in my life, and I communicate that in my book, and then I offer practical advice through research, through experiences, and I share my knowledge and experiences to inspire readers to live a more fulfilling life. Now, if you want to position yourself as an authority while genuinely impacting people and your book essentially changing lives, that might be the right path for you. It might be the influence and impact book you're kind of looking for. Now, a couple of examples for these kinds of books. You've got Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. That is an influence impact book. Another example is Adam Grant's Hidden Potential. That's a newer book, and that's a great book about the science of achieving greater things. So those kinds of books are influence impact books where they've been published to help guide you to where you want to go and create an influence in your life and an impact as well. Now, another goal you might have is brand awareness. So if your primary goal is to build brand awareness, your word count might typically fall, let's say, between 30,000 and 50,000 words. So this length, it gives you enough space to tell your story, because if you want to showcase your brand, you need to communicate your story. What is your story? Where did you come from? What is your business about? And you want to be able to highlight your unique value and connect with that broader audience, because it's about showcasing what makes your brand different and why people should pay attention to you. Now, books in this category, they're clear, engaging, and they strike that perfect balance between information and relatability as well. So they're taking you on that journey of their brand while giving you so much value in the book as well. Now, a great brand awareness book is This Is Marketing by Seth Godin, where Seth actually talks about the stories of how his brand became to be what it is now, while also providing extreme value where it comes to building an audience and finding a tribe as well. There's a lot of value in that book in terms of building your own brand. But what he's also done in that book as well is he's sharing the story of how his brand came to what it is today. So that is a great example for a brand awareness book. And you can also look at Gary Vaynerchuk's books as well. He does have a couple, and I think Crushing It is probably one of the more well-known ones, which is a motivation guide to building a personal brand using social media, where he does talk about his brand as well. So you can see the different types of goals so far, and you got to decide when you write your book what your intention is and what goals you want from your book too. And then the fourth goal is education and teaching. Now, this ideal word count is between 40,000 to 60,000 words. The purpose or the vision behind an education and teaching book is to provide really comprehensive knowledge and essentially step-by-step guidance, but also tips as well. Now, educational books, they are packed with amazing advice that readers can start applying right away. And they'll often include frameworks, exercises, case studies to make sure the reader can go out and get those results as well. An example of this book could be Deep Work by Cal Newport. This is a book that gives you the framework to focus in a distracted world. So looking at the distractions we have and how to essentially navigate your way through those distractions in a chaotic world. Now, I have a book called Evolve Your Skills, and that's a 50,000 word guide to learning and applying new skills effectively. So it's practical. It's a practical focused book designed to teach readers, or designed to teach individuals, organizations, how to improve their lives through skill acquisition, whether they learn those skills inside the workplace or in their personal life. My book is that practical book in how to teach readers to acquire skills, develop their skills, learn skills, apply skills, and perform skills as well. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. Then you also have a thought leadership book, which is, my opinion, a little bit more on the word count side, which is between, say, 60,000 to 80,000 words. So that's probably between the 200 to 300 page range. And the purpose behind it, I believe, is to share groundbreaking ideas, to challenge industry norms, and to establish yourself as a visionary, as someone who lives their life to make a difference for other people. So Thought leadership books go deep, and they also really provide well-supported arguments and unique insights, trends, and history that spark meaningful conversations too. So if you want to make readers stop and think, and if you want to challenge their current way of thinking, or even just to rethink how they see the world, a longer book with depth and innovation is the way to go. And the final goal is a legacy book, writing a legacy book. And the ideal word count is 70,000 plus words. The reason why it's over 70,000, you've gone through a lot and you're creating a legacy from the contribution that you've had in this world. And how you talk about that or how you communicate that book, you want to be able to tell a rich, meaningful story and explore the topic or the industry in greater detail. So the legacy books are often deeply personal, and they're also historical. So you can see from, let's say, from when you might have first started in this industry, there's been a lot of changes. So your words reflect your values and experiences while also providing something timeless for the future generations and more of an awareness too. So Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson is an in-depth biography of really one of the most iconic figures in tech history today. And although it wasn't written by Steve Jobs, Walter Isaacson, it's a legacy book because there's a lot of detail behind it. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of influence. There's a lot of impact. And that book is essentially there to leave its mark on the world, and it's to tell your life story. So a legacy book might be your calling if you're, say, retiring in an industry, or if you have been there, done that, and seen a lot of changes. It's more so that book that really cements, again, your legacy in your industry. So that could be something that might be for you. Now, how do you choose the right word count for your book? Now, you want to ask yourself these three questions. One is obviously, what is the primary goal for writing this book? Like I've mentioned, all these different goals. You want your primary goal. You need to understand your primary goal for the book. The second question is, what do I want readers to take away from it? Do you want readers to take away a new perspective of learning? Do you want readers to take away actionable steps in a problem that's being solved? Every author has different ideas of what they want their readers to take away from their book. And the third question is, what kind of impact am I looking to make? So for example, if you are a coach looking to attract clients, a shorter lead generation book might make sense. But if you're looking to redefine your industry and the norms of what's associated with your current industry, you'll need a longer thought leadership book for that. So your goals should guide every decision you make about your book, from its structure to its word count as well. Now, there are some common misconceptions about the word count. So as we finish off this episode, I just want to talk about the common misconceptions. The first misconception is that longer books are always better. That is simply not true. A book should only be as long as it needs to be to deliver value, because the true test is not overwhelming the reader, especially in today's world where attention is extremely valued. Your book should only be as long as it needs to be. And one of the most difficult things that authors, that new authors struggle with is having enough to say. It's like, do I have enough to say, or do I have too much to say? And it's really striking that balance. And that's why it comes back to an outline. It comes back to the structure of your book. So having that in place, you're actually going to be confident in delivering the book, no matter whether that word count is 5,000 words out or 10,000 words out. You know you the goal you have for your book. So that's why I'm just giving you guidelines in terms of the word count. So that's why you've still got room for that. But I'm just giving you the goals based on what it is you want to achieve, those kinds of word counts. Now, the second misconception is that short books can't be impactful. They can't make an impact. That is false, because a concise, focused book can have a huge impact if it's targeted well. So like I said, you want to deliver the value that you need to deliver without overwhelming the reader. And if it's a short book, if it's a lead generation book, like Publish to Impact, it's just a step-by-step book in how to become a published author for business owners to grow their business and grow personally throughout the process too. So it is just a step-by-step guide. I don't go outside of the outline in terms of the sense of what the book provides. It is more of strictly under the guidance of publishing, writing, and launching a book so that you can read it and then you can go and do it yourself. And the third misconception is that word count doesn't matter. It absolutely does, and I'll tell you why. Choosing the right length for your book means you're making it align with your goals and it meets your audience's needs. So let's just say I wrote a how-to guide on publishing and writing and launching a book, and the word count is 80,000 words, and that's 300 pages worth. But the reality is, you don't need that. To learn how to write and publish a book, you don't need 300 pages. So thinking about the word count for your book, look at the goals you have, because the goals are going to determine how long your book will be. And I'll include this in the show notes as well, the word count, so you can go away and nail down your goals and ideas for your book. So just to get an understanding when you do start writing your book, how many words you're probably looking at. Now, as I finish this episode, your book's word count, it's more than just a number. It's actually the reflection of the goals, and it's a reflection of the impact that you want to make. So before I leave you on this episode, what is your goal? Are you looking to attract clients? Are you looking to leave a legacy or challenge new norms or challenge the industry norms for your business? And if you're still figuring it out, you don't need to have all the answers now. The important thing is to start with the clarity about the vision for your book. And if you're ready to take the next step, I'd love for you to join the Idea to Impact waitlist. So that's how we'll guide you through the process of turning your idea into a best-selling book in 6 months. Because I want you to remember that having an idea is all you need for your book. All the other stuff comes after. So thanks for tuning in today's episode. I will catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.